Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. I have been having a fabulous time remembering some of the mentors and counselors in my life. And the year that I was in Idaho to attend New St. Andrews, I lived in a boarding house that was owned by Doug Wilson's brother, Evan Wilson, and his wife, Leslie. And at that point, they still had all four of their children at home. Their oldest was about to graduate. And they were absolutely delightful. So they had bought this gorgeous, I think it would be a Shaker-style house, 8,000 square feet, back in the 1970s. And it was probably, I think they said, maybe $370,000. And I remember at the time being like, that's just not that much. And it's because I was not thinking through how much housing prices have changed in time. And so if I don't know what you could buy a normal smaller house for in the 1970s, but I know a house in Boulder in the 1960s was maybe 60,000. That would be 10 times that in the early 2000s. And so, you know, maybe that would be like a $3 or $4 million house today. I don't know. But they had bought this house and then they had just had boarders living with them. And so the year that I lived there, there were the 6 Wilsons and there were 10 boarders. And it was just, I just remember it as this fabulous, fabulous year. And it was my first year ever having a room of my own, which I guess it remains the only year because I got married after that year and then shared a room with my husband. But it was so, like, I had this gorgeous room on the top floor and it overlooked the street and these beautiful trees. And oh, it was just magnificent. And so what Evan and Leslie did for me was if Doug Wilson was coming from hyper reformed, like about as reformed as you could be, they were coming from the extreme opposite, Arminian openness of God. And so the way that they described this to me at one point was like, if you have God, he could be like a person who is there, like God, or like you are in a boxing ring with Satan and God is on your side. So either if you're hyper-reformed, God is like helping the person punch, you know, like, and now we're going to punch with the right. Now we're going to punch with the left. And so it, like, that's kind of a funny picture. And they were like, you know, openness of God is kind of like, you're going to duke it out with Satan, but God has the ultimate left hook in the end. There's no question about who's going to win. And I was like, okay. You know, so another time, the Doug Wilson School was talking about infant baptism and Evan was like, oh yeah, we totally believe in infant baptism. We just are baptizing infant believers, not literal infants, you know? Anyway. And so it was very interesting to have this completely, completely different perspective. I mean, so completely different that Doug actually had warned his congregation against interacting with Evan because of the concerns about theology. And I was kind of like, okay, I understand why he would do that if the important thing was theological purity. But if what we're after is godliness, everything that I saw coming from that home was just beautiful sweetness and light. I mean, it was amazing to live in a house where there were 6 people who were family members who just got along and they lived their lives and they were very happy. And I think I was in a season at that point where I was kind of like, let me make sure that I don't have any sin. So I'm going to be always looking for sin. And I remember the oldest son at one point looking at me and he was just like, Amy Joy, I don't think you sin. Like, what are you talking about? And so I would say I've had kind of different opinions about sin at different times in my life. But that was really the first time that I maybe ever believed Romans, where it's sort of like, no, you are saved to walk in newness of life, like stop sinning, but then look at Jesus and look at what he's doing. So there were several things that were just amazing about that. And from a life standpoint, I loved how hospitable they were, that there were a couple of times where I was just like, I don't know what to do about the fact that I just broke up with my boyfriend, even though we got together again, you know, 2 days later, but they were there to like talk that through with me, or, they were there to they would have, Evan would host the Drones Club every Saturday morning, where other men from the church or the community would come around and they would just sit and talk about philosophical things. And on Tuesday night, he would host a book reading. And like, they were just always having people in their home. And then the way that they handled food was that we could get our own food, breakfast and lunch, and then we just clean up after ourselves. And then for dinner, Leslie would make the meal for all of us, and then anybody who had eaten it would help to clean up together. And we would put on music. And I remember when I was there visiting, Evan asked, "Oh, well, Amy, you're the guest, so what would you like to listen to?" And I said, "I mostly just listen to classical," which was true. I mean, I really only listen to classical music. And he was like, "Okay, we can do that." And he put on Led Zeppelin because it was classic rock. And my dad started laughing. He was like, "I think you're going to be just fine here, Amy." And so they exuded kindness and godliness. And I loved seeing a completely different style of, I guess, parenting. And, you know, I had a lovely upbringing. And I also came from a family of six. And so my family, you know, it was kind of like, I don't have complaints. But then to see a different family, to be invited to actually just observe how they interacted with their children and how they just were willing to have people from the community come by at kind of all hours. And yeah, I never got the sense that they were kind of like without boundaries. It was more just they were willing to serve their community. And so I attended their church. I did not go to Doug Wilson's church the year that I was there. And I was just thankful to be a part of their life and to be able to observe their own form of walking out their relationship with Jesus. And so, Lord, I thank you for Evan and Leslie. I thank you for their hospitality, for their willingness to, I just thought, wow, that's such a creative way of providing both in the interim. I mean, the rate that they charged me was well below what I had been paying to live at the University of Colorado. And, you know, I had a gorgeous room of my own and so like the food was way better. And it was just like, wow, they're so generous while also covering their own costs and creating this really lovely, I guess you could say like retirement in the end, nest egg. And yet the trade-off is that they raise their children always in a fishbowl with people there. And, you know, several hundred young people coming in and out through all of the years. And wow. So Lord, I just say thank you for the creativity that you give to your people, for the just the interesting ways of solving problems, or to say, how can I impact people? I could have them in my life and live in my house. And Lord, even as I came out of that year, I was like, I want to do that with my life. Like, that was incredibly inspiring. And while it didn't ever quite work out, I'm not sad about that. I think I'm not quite extroverted enough in retrospect, but I know we went and looked at houses and we're trying to figure out how to make it work. And so, Lord, I just say thank you for that step of faith that they made, and ask that you would be pouring out on us, the creativity, the hospitality, the willingness to share our lives, whatever that looks like in the current context that we have. Thank you, Lord. Amen.